You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg. The pandemic took a major toll on small businesses, with Black-owned businesses suffering disproportionately. Estimates from the McKinsey & Company report on minority-owned businesses showed that Black businesses in the region had a 40% closure rate during the pandemic. And with only 2.5% of the businesses in the area identifying as Black-owned, there's a local effort to reach out and lift up those Black business owners right here in Philadelphia. It's done by the one and only Black Enterprise. Alfred Edmond, Senior VP and Editor-at-Large for Black Enterprise, is here. Alfred, welcome.
Cherry, I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I'm really excited because Black Enterprise is bringing back its National Entrepreneurs Summit. First of all, what is it and why now?
Well, first of all, we're well established as the largest entrepreneurs conference event for Black entrepreneurs, both existing and established, new startups, and most importantly, in the current environment, for those who are ready to make that leap, you know, who may be working a job, may have a side business, or may have a business idea they haven't really executed on yet. This is the time, coming out of these last couple of years, to launch that business. And of course, our overall goal is the largest conference for Black entrepreneurs is not just to create a job for yourself, but to build actual wealth. The Black Enterprise mission is to close the wealth gap. And you can't do that without having more Black-owned businesses, and more importantly, Black-owned businesses of scale, those that can hire people, create jobs, and build wealth for families and Black communities.
What have you seen nationwide as far as the impact that the pandemic had on Black-owned businesses? Is it similar to what we've seen in our region?
It's very similar. And again, this is a story that we've seen before. It happened after 9/11. It happened after the Great Recession. Black-owned businesses usually take the hardest hit. And we know, we talked earlier about the 40% closure rate in that first year of the pandemic for Black-owned businesses. That was much more a higher closure rate than the rest of the mainstream business community. The flip side, the good side, is that it wiped the slate clean and created an environment for a lot of new business startups, Black-owned business startups, Black women-owned business startups. And part of our goal is to make sure that these new startups, as well as returning businesses that can kind of recover from the pandemic, can kind of make up for that 40%. So that's why this is really an important conference for, again, existing businesses that are really trying to take it to the next level, but also for those people who may be, you know, working jobs, they're aspiring entrepreneurs. This is the environment now to really take that leap so we can really recover from what we just went through over the last 2 years in terms of business creation.
Yeah. And one of the side effects of the pandemic was a racial reckoning that sort of happened hand in hand. And now is this big push for more diversity, equity, and inclusion as far as access to capital and more. What lessons can Black-owned businesses take from this? And what should we be doing if you are a business owner to take advantage of this moment?
Sure. You make a really important point. Now, at the Black Enterprise Entrepreneur Summit, it's always been engaged with partnerships with large corporations that are looking for ways to do business with Black and minority and women-owned businesses. That has always been the case with our with this Entrepreneur Summit over the last quarter century that we've been doing it. But now, in this current environment, you got more corporations than ever. Many of them will be present at the Entrepreneur Summit, and they are looking. They're trying to find ways to spend money with Black entrepreneurs and Black-owned businesses in a way that's escalated since prior to the George Floyd murder.
Give us a rundown of what people can expect from those couple of days of the summit.
The goal is to serve three different groups. One, the group of people who are like, they haven't started their business, but they want to get started. This is a great environment to really make those initial connections and begin to figure out what you can do and to learn from entrepreneurs who are already doing it so you don't make the same mistakes. You can make new mistakes. You don't have to make the same mistakes that they have made. Two, if you're an existing business and you survived the pandemic, but you want to level up, as you said, you want to go from being basically kind of self-employed and maybe employing one person to really scaling up to be able to grow to the next level. This is a great place for you to be. And then, of course, for your established business, we want to get you to start thinking not just of making millions of dollars a year, but multi-millions and billion dollars a year. We're not going to move the wealth gap if we're not building Black-owned businesses of scale. We're going to be doing a major focus on corporate procurement and how you can get larger corporate contracts and get into that pipeline. We're going to be talking about, obviously, the metaverse. What does it look like? We'll also be providing one-on-one business coaching. This is a very exceptional thing that we do at our conferences, where in addition to sitting in sessions, and you can get one-on-one coaching for someone to maybe look at your business plan. And again, there's a lot of places to fit in and build on wealth so we can close the racial wealth gap. You already know, Cherry, the average net worth of a Black household is basically one-tenth that of the average net worth of a white household in America. We're not going to close that gap unless we start more businesses and we build bigger businesses. And that's the mission of Black Enterprise and Entrepreneur Summit.
And with that, I want to say thank you so much to you, Alfred Edmond, Senior VP and Editor-at-Large for Black Enterprise. Can't wait to see you in Philadelphia.
Looking forward to it, Cherry.
Black Enterprise's National Entrepreneur Summit will be held at the Pennsylvania Convention Center from May 18th to 20th. To register, go to blackenterprise.com/ES. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.